With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Speaker Mike Johnson was reelected at the top post in the House in a stunning floor vote on the opening day of Congress yesterday, securing the gavel on the first ballot. Bernie Bennett has more on the story.
But the vote did not come without drama. Republicans Ralph Norman of South Carolina and Keith Self of Texas had initially voted for candidates other than Johnson. Norman voted for Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, and Self voted for Representative Byron Donalds of Florida. The clerk, though, held open the vote. After negotiations with Johnson, Norman and Self made their way to the front of the chamber and switched to support Johnson. The vote is also a victory for President-elect Donald Trump, who had endorsed Johnson and was instrumental in rallying Republicans around the speaker. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, it looks like the flu season is fully underway.
Flu is taking off, with 40 states reporting high or very high levels of flu-like illness last week. COVID and other viruses are also in the mix, but most of the illness increase is being attributed to flu. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there are several seasonal flu strains out there. Last week's flu activity was particularly intense in the South, Southwest, and Western U.S. U.S. health officials recommend that everyone 6 months and older get an annual flu vaccination, and they say it's not too late to get that shot. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Law enforcement officials say the man who rammed a truck into a New Year's crowd had suspected bomb-making materials at his home and reserved the rental used in the attack weeks earlier. Officials told the Associated Press that Jasmuddin Jabbar purchased a cooler and gun oil before the attack. 14 people died in the attack and dozens more were injured. President Biden blocking the $15 billion acquisition of U.S. Steel by Japan's Nippon Steel, something he first vowed to do in March. This is SRN News. The Amish came through for storm victims in North Carolina.
The image of the Amish barn raising is almost a cliche in the minds of most Americans, but the old order's building skills are no joke. In hurricane-ravaged Boone, a team of 60 Amish volunteers completed construction of 12 tiny homes in 48 hours. All this while the Federal Emergency Management Agency continues struggling to help people who were stricken back in September. The Amish house builders all hail from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism surged in this country last year, and 2025 is not getting off to a good start. A large crowd of Palestinian protesters routed in New York City on New Year's Day, calling for violent attacks on Israel. Online video shows some of the protesters shouting anti-Semitic slurs, along with vows to drive all Jews out of the Holy Land. The flags of both Hamas and Hezbollah were on display as well. You'll find more stories and news at srnnews.com. A public viewing and services for former President Jimmy Carter began this week, coming week in the nation's capital.
The public will have an opportunity to pay their final respects during a ceremony at the Naval Memorial and a procession to the U.S. Capitol on Tuesday, which will be followed by the former president lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda on Tuesday evening and Wednesday. And on Thursday, former President Carter's funeral service will be held at the Washington National Cathedral.
That's D.C. Metropolitan Police Chief Pamela Smith. A year after a panel blew out of a Boeing 737 MAX during flight, the nation's top aviation regulator says the company needs to change its culture and put safety above profits. FAA Chief Mike Whitaker made the comment in an online post yesterday. He will step down as FAA administrator in 2 weeks. He says that his agency also has more work to do in its oversight of Boeing. More news online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.